Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor for me to be here to share with you the preventive services we have in Taiwan to reduce child mortality. This presentation is prepared under the leadership of Dr. Chiu, the Director General of the Taiwan's Bureau of Health Promotion. Okay, a very quick glance on the disclosures. I'll begin by bringing you some background information, then describe the method we use and the result and the conclusion. We all recognize the importance of child health. Child mortality is an important global health concern, and many countries are making efforts to reduce child mortality. Factors associated with child mortality that ever been reported include holistic prenatal care, comprehensive genetic testing, newborn screening for congenital metabolic disease, preventive child health care, and injury prevention. So the objective of this topic is to assess the utilization of preventive service for children in Taiwan and the disparity among subpopulations, and to explore the changes in child mortality after provision of these services. So the method. The policy and strategies to reduce child mortality in Taiwan are featured with universal support for all the mothers and the children. In addition to the national health insurance, which you are aware of from Ethan's presentation, we also offer universal coverage of comprehensive preventive services. Besides, we have special support for the disadvantaged group. To ensure the best start of child in life from the womb, we have health services for mothers. This slide outlines the service program we have in Taiwan. Since 1995, 10 free antenatal checkups have been available for mothers. And we promote breastfeeding for all the mothers. Genetic testing and counseling services are readily in place to help the childbearing aged couples to prevent the genetic disease of their baby. We have special support for the foreign-born mothers through a well-established case management system. In terms of preventive service for children, we have newborn screening for congenital metabolic disorder. We have infant stool color card for early detection of biliary atresia. 7 visits of well-child checkups are available for children under age of 7. The other programs include hearing screening, eye screening, vaccination program, oral health, and physical checkups for school children. We provide care and assistance for foreign-born mothers, such as enrollment of national health insurance, services assisted by trained foreign interpreters, and a special health education program for foreign-born mothers. To help foreign-born mothers overcome language barriers, we have maternal health handbooks and the child health handbooks printed in 5 languages. For the analysis, we use data from official documents and records, as well as administrative files and surveillance data. The outcome we are looking at are, first of all, utilization of the services, and secondly, child mortality, including neonatal mortality, infant mortality, and under 5 mortality. We analyze the rates and compare the changes over time. The result in my following presentation will cover 2 parts. The first part is utilization of the services, and the second part is changes in trend and geographic distribution of child mortality. The utilization of antenatal checkups is 98% for at least 1 visit during pregnancy, and 96% for at least 4 visits. In average, mothers utilize 9 among the 10 visits. If we stratify it by city and counties, the average utilization ranges from 8.5 to 9.3. We provide prenatal genetic diagnosis for the high-risk groups, including those who have baby after age 34. As you can see here, the utilization rate are increasing year by year from 70% in year 2000 and reached 90% in year 2010. The nationwide newborn screening for congenital metabolic disorder was initiated in 1995. A dramatic increase was observed thereafter. Over 99% of the newborns received these services in year 2010. This uniform distributed histogram demonstrates the result of universal coverage of the newborn neonatal screening in Taiwan. The screen rate was as high as 100% in two offshore counties, some metropolitan cities, and no less than 97% for all the other cities and counties. More than 90% of the babies in Taiwan had at least one well baby clinic checkups before their first birthday. Lower utilization can be seen for some counties and cities. In year 2010, 98% of the foreign born mothers were enrolled by the case management system. Most cities and counties had a coverage rate of higher than 95%. This slide shows the trends of infant and neonatal mortality rate over the past three decades. Both infant and neonatal mortality rates are decreasing, except a slight increase in 1995 due to the new practice of birth reporting system. Compared with the infant mortality rate in 1995, which is 64 per thousand, the infant mortality in year 2010 has decreased by more than one-third. Let's take a look at the leading causes of the deaths for the infants. The cause-specific mortality rate for certain conditions originating in perinatal period and the congenital anomalies have decreased. A decreasing trend of infant mortality was observed, and the gaps between the high infant mortality area and the low infant mortality rate area are closing. A very similar trend was observed for congenital anomalies, and also for the cause-specific deaths from the certain condition originating in perinatal period. The two maps shows the geographic difference among the cities and the counties. From the color differences in the map of 1998 and the map of 2010, we know the gap between the highest and the lowest have been closing. If we take a look at the under 5 mortality in 1998 and compare it with the OECD countries, Taiwan falls among the highest quartile and ranked between Poland and Greece. But if we take a look at the data for year 2009, Taiwan has shifted to the second quartile and ranked between Canada and the United Kingdom. So in conclusion, with the available and accessible universal coverage preventive services, we see overall utilization is high, child mortality are decreasing, and the gaps between geographic area have been closing. However, low utilization was observed in some cities and counties. Also, compared with OECD countries, child mortality in Taiwan ranks among the middle. So we summarize that much progress has been made but there is still room for improvement. Efforts need to be made to further reduce inequalities. Thank you for your attention.